All right, listener name, ready to tackle those networking events? I know they can be a little intimidating.
Yeah, definitely a mixed bag of excitement and maybe a bit of dread.
We've all seen those moments that make you just want to disappear.
Oh yeah, for sure. Those blunders can really leave a mark.
So today we're going to dive deep into some advice from business etiquette expert Cara Ronan. You know, her YouTube channel.
Absolutely. She's like the guru of networking.
She's seen it all right. I'm ready to learn how to avoid being that person everyone's trying to dodge.
That's the goal today. Think of this as your survival guide to networking.
Okay, so Ronan starts off strong, stressing the importance of preparation. She actually compares showing up unprepared to showing up at a potluck empty-handed.
It's a perfect analogy, right? You wouldn't do that. Walking in blind is just asking for trouble.
Right. You need to know who's going to be there, what industries are represented, and maybe most importantly, what you want to get out of it.
Exactly. Are you job hunting? Looking for a mentor?
Well,
or maybe a collaboration opportunity? You've got to be clear on your goals.
So step one, define our goals. Then Ronan says we hit the event details, you know,
yeah.
Eventbrite, LinkedIn, wherever it's listed. But what if they don't have a guest list? What then?
Ronan actually suggests reaching out to the organizer.
Really? Isn't that a little forward?
It might seem that way, but it actually shows you're proactive. In your message, maybe mention a specific speaker you're interested in, or a topic, or even a connection you have in common with the organizer.
Okay, so you're not just asking for a list, you're showing you've done your research.
Right, exactly.
And she also mentions arriving early. Now, sometimes that's just not possible, but what's the advantage there?
Well, for one thing, you get to scope out the scene before it gets too crowded. It's less overwhelming that way.
Makes sense.
Plus, you can approach people while they're still fresh and approachable.
Okay, I like that.
Uh-huh.
It's like claiming your territory before the networking frenzy starts.
Exactly.
So we've arrived early now, about what? Ronan then dives into the fascinating world of body language.
Because even before you say a word, your body's sending out signals.
It is, yeah.
We've all seen those closed-off groups huddled together like they're guarding state secrets.
Oh, yeah. How do you even approach a group like that?
You don't. Ronan's advice is to look for groups with open stances.
What do you mean?
Think relaxed shoulders, uncrossed arms, maybe even angled slightly away from each other.
Oh, I see.
They're basically saying, come join us.
So it's like a secret code we need to crack. I never thought about it that way.
It is a bit like that, yeah.
What other body language cues should we be aware of?
Eye contact is huge. It shows you're engaged and interested.
Right, but not like staring them down.
No, no, not creepy, just a quick glance. A smile can go a long way.
Got it. Smile, make eye contact, look for open stances. Now, I'm curious about something. Ronan mentions the business card case. Why is that so important?
Think about it digging through a crumpled stack of cards at the bottom of your bag. Doesn't exactly scream professional.
Right.
A business card case not only keeps those cards pristine, it also makes you look organized and prepared.
Okay, so it's like a little detail that elevates your whole presentation. So first impressions matter even down to the business cards.
Yeah.
What else should we keep in mind for those initial interactions?
Well, Ronan has some interesting thoughts on food and drinks. She actually says skip the snacks.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Isn't grabbing a drink or some appetizers like networking 101?
You'd think, right. But her point is you're there to connect, not, you know, conquer the buffet.
Okay, I see. That makes sense.
Plus, trying to juggle a plate and a drink while making conversation, it's just awkward.
Yeah, nobody wants to be that person with spinach in their teeth while trying to impress a potential client.
Exactly. So maybe grab a bite beforehand and focus on those conversations.
Okay, so we skipped the snacks. Found a group with good vibes, open body language.
Mm.
How do we actually start talking to people? What's our opening line?
This is where it gets fun. Ronan suggests starting with some, you know, non-threatening, open-ended questions.
Okay, like what?
Things like, what brought you to this event? Or what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing in your industry?
Those are good. They're not cheesy pickup lines. It's actually inviting people to share, you know, their thoughts and experiences.
Exactly. It's about sparking a real conversation, not just, you know, making small talk. And this is where active listening comes in. Ronan really stresses paying attention to what the other person's saying, asking follow-up questions, showing genuine interest.
So it's not just waiting for our turn to talk. It's about having an actual back and forth exchange.
Right. A real dialogue. And here's a pro tip from Ronan. When you first meet someone, repeat their name back to them and try to use it again naturally in the conversation.
Hmm, that's a good one.
It helps you remember their name and it makes them feel valued.
That's a great tip. I'm terrible with names, so I need all the help I can get.
Yeah,
Now, what about those awkward silences? We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
What does Ronan say about those?
She recommends having a few go-to topics up your sleeve. Yeah, no, things you can easily bring up to get the conversation flowing again.
Like what?
It could be an industry article you read, a podcast you listened to, or even just a question about their work or interests.
So it's like having a mental toolbox of conversation starters.
Exactly. It takes the pressure off trying to come up with something brilliant on the spot. And remember, a little humor can go a long way. A well-placed joke can break the tension and make you more memorable.
Okay, so we've talked about starting conversations, handling those awkward silences.
Yeah.
Now let's get into the big no-nos. The conversational pitfalls to avoid at all costs. What's the top of Ronan's list?
One of the biggest mistakes people make is launching into a hard sell right away.
Oh, yeah.
Like they see a potential customer instead of a person.
I've been there. It's such a turnoff.
Ronan's point is networking is about building genuine connections, not, you know, treating people like walking wallets.
Right.
Focus on building rapport, finding common ground, showing real interest in their work and experiences. The business stuff can come later if it's a natural fit.
Makes sense. It's about building trust in a relationship before you jump into a sales pitch. What other networking faux pas should we watch out for?
Another common one is being a conversational narcissist. You know those people who just love to hear themselves talk?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. They ask a question just to launch into their own monologue?
That's the one. Ronan says it's important to be mindful of the other person's time and make sure the conversation goes both ways. It's a dialogue, not a one-person show.
So active listening is key here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Asking follow-up questions, acknowledging their points, making them feel heard.
Absolutely. And this might seem obvious, but another big no-no is name-dropping.
Oh, yeah?
Like they're trying to impress you with their connections instead of their own accomplishments.
It's so off-putting. It comes across as insincere and kind of desperate.
Ronan agrees. It's so much more effective to just, you know, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Build authentic connections based on shared interests. People can spot a phony a mile away.
So authenticity is key.
Yeah.
We've talked about avoiding hard sales, conversational narcissism, and name dropping. Any other networking faux pas to add to our list?
Oh, there's a big one. People often miss complaining. Whether it's about the event, the food, or even just their day negativity is just contagious.
Ugh, it really is. It's like they're determined to find something to complain about.
And it just brings everyone down. Ronan's advice is to focus on the positive. You know, highlight what you're enjoying about the event, share an interesting insight, or just express gratitude for the opportunity to connect with people.
So it's about shifting that energy from negative to positive.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of energy, what about those people who just have no sense of personal space?
Ah, the close talkers.
Yes.
Ronan really emphasizes respecting those boundaries. Maintain a comfortable distance, be mindful of your volume, and definitely no touching unless it's a handshake or a friendly pat on the back.
Yeah, those subtle cues can really make a difference in how comfortable people feel around you.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about what not to do. What about what we should do to make a good impression?
This is where it gets interesting. It all comes down to just being yourself. Ronan says, think about what makes you unique, what makes you interesting. What are you passionate about? What stories can you share that highlight your skills and experience?
So it's not about trying to fit some mold of, you know, perfect networker. It's about letting your personality shine through.
Exactly. People are drawn to authenticity and passion. And remember, networking is a two-way street. It's not just about what you can get out of it, but also how you can help others.
Right, like offering to make introductions, sharing helpful resources, or even just listening.
Those gestures can go a long way.
Okay, so we've navigated all the networking landmines, made some good connections. Now, what about after the event? Any advice on follow-up?
This is where Ronan's advice is gold. She stresses the importance of following up quickly and personally.
Okay.
Within 24 hours, send a short email or LinkedIn message thanking them for the conversation, mentioning something specific you discussed, and maybe suggest a way to stay connected.
So not just a generic, nice to meet you, but something thoughtful that shows you were actually listening.
Exactly. Keeps the momentum going and shows you're serious about building a relationship.
Wow, this has been such a helpful deep dive. We covered everything from prepping beforehand to body language to avoiding those awkward conversations.
And now you have the tools to not just survive those networking events, but to actually thrive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's all about making genuine connections, showcasing your authentic self, and following up in a meaningful way. One last thought for you. Listener named Ronan says, to think of each event as a learning experience. What worked well? What could you have done differently? Let us know. Until then, happy networking.